Your state auditor was indicted in April, and he is still your state auditor. Troy Kelly goes on trial in a few months. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins looked very deeply into his story. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Bill.
So, from your extensive reporting, I took away a few things. Number one, anybody who's taken out a mortgage, you see all those fees on your statement, and you think, some of those sound a little squirrely. Well, you really might be right about that.
This is true, but it's also true, Bill, that when you sign that closing statement, you are agreeing to pay those fees.
Oh, yes.
And you have very little recourse, legal recourse after the fact to try to claw those back. And that's what the civil litigation that happened around this is called the reconveyance tracking business, discovered back in 2008, 2009, 2010, is that who are the victims? If you've given up cash willingly, has anybody stolen from you? The courts were pretty unwilling to go there. And I think that that's going to be a key part of the Troy Kelly defense.
Yeah, that was his business for a while. Reconveyance.
Yeah, so basically he was, after you close on a home sale or you refinance, you want to make sure that the old mortgage, the old bank loan, doesn't stay on the title to the property, doesn't cloud it. And his job was basically to track to make sure that that reconveyance got recorded and the previous loan was cleared from the title. So it was the post-closing part of this real estate service industry.
Okay, and all this is leading up to his current legal trouble and possibly his job. And we'll get to that in a moment. Another thing that surprised me from your reporting, Austin Jenkins, is how a candidate for a major office, a statewide office, could be in some kind of legal trouble and you might not know about it.
Well, I think this speaks a lot to, as I say in the piece, Troy Kelly's audacity. I mean, even if he believes, and he does, I genuinely believe that he believes he did nothing wrong. And even if he believes he's innocent of the crimes he's been accused of and indicted for, the idea that he didn't think this was going to catch up with him and cause him problems, perhaps not an indictment, I'm not sure he would have anticipated that, but certainly in the public eye, problems, seems surprising. On the flip side, it also speaks to the fact that we all, and I indict the press here, and I think it's true of voters and the political parties, Democrats and Republicans. I mean, where was the opposition research when he was running for state legislature back in 2006? I talked to one of his Republican challengers later on who said, hey, I admit it, we missed this. They didn't do their due diligence in digging on him. And really, it was his Republican challenger for state auditor in 2012 who first brought this stuff to the fore. And at the time, it was viewed in many ways as sort of a slimy tactic on the part of this Republican that he was just trying to throw dirt at the wall. So it does speak, even in this internet age, people can harbor secrets and there can be a lot to their past that we don't know about.
Okay, let's move to the man himself. A lot of us know the very basics about, again, our indicted state auditor, Troy Kelly. You really dove deeply into his story. So what did you come up with? Who is this guy?
Well, I think in many ways, Troy Kelly is a man of contradictions. I mean, look, he's a lawyer with an MBA. He's in the military. He's in the National Guard before he was in the Army Reserve. He is a military lawyer. He was a businessman. He's a family man. And he's known by his former legislative colleagues as a guy who holds things pretty close to the vest, but very meticulous and very by the book. And at the same time, he was operating in the wild, wild west of the pre-recession housing bubble days. When one of his colleagues said to me, the industry was built on vague contracts, loose regulations, and unwritten understandings of what was acceptable. I mean, right there, it's the disconnect between somebody who is known to be so lawyerly, and yet he's operating in an environment where there are few, if any, rules. People are taking advantage of that. And where, on the one hand, he's in the legislature fighting on behalf of people who are taking out payday loans. And on the other hand, in his private business, he's accused of not being consumer-friendly in his own private business. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating disconnect and dichotomy.
So bottom line, Austin, for a listener who just wants to know, is our state auditor a crook or not? What can you tell us?
I'm going to let a judge and a jury figure that one out, Bill.
Okay.
What I will say is that it's complicated. I think it's fair to say that what Troy Kelly did was not, as one expert in the business said to me, consumer-facing. And I'm not a lawyer, and the lawyers are going to have to lawyer through it. We know that In civil court, a lot of these allegations against the title company, similar allegations, didn't get traction. We also know that Troy Kelly paid $1 million settlement in a lawsuit in 2010 over many of these same allegations. But a court of law is a different thing. And what you're going to see is the feds are going to put him and his actions on trial, and you're going to see Troy Kelly's defense, no doubt, put the industry on trial. And as I say, it's going to be for a judge and perhaps a jury to figure this out, assuming there isn't a last-minute plea deal. And at this point, I think we have every expectation that Troy Kelly wants to take this to trial. He said he's confident he will be vindicated. And, you know, it's going to be up to those deciding his fate in that courtroom.
You might know a little bit about your state auditor, Troy Kelly. You can learn a lot more because KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins, really dug into this man's story. So go to KUOW.org. Give yourself some time to read this one. Austin did his job. Settle in. Get comfortable. You might want a water bottle
what better
on hand.
It's rainy. It's cold. What else? Perfect reading.
Right, exactly. Late autumn reading. Austin Jenkins, thank you for that.
You're welcome.